here with Steve Bunce at the Birmingham ICT Live conference. Steve, what do you hope to take away from today's event?
Thanks, Kevin. It's been a time when I've seen Tim Ryland speak again, and I've seen Tim speak a number of times, and yet every time it's something new that I see, or it's something he's shown before, but it's actually coincided with when I'm doing something with a group of teachers or something which just rings a bell. So it might be an old tool that I may have seen before, but this, when you see it again, it just resonates with you today, that that one would fit with that, what I'm doing now. So it's quite useful as ever to see Tim speak, and it was always entertaining and fun too. I was interested today also, I saw a bit of software which can take over mobile phones. So in some ways it can, you can control not only the phones in your in the classroom, but actually students' own mobile phones. And I've got real mixed feelings about it, because it's almost like you can lock phones down and therefore you're not really teaching responsibility of themselves. But also it does mean that where schools completely ban mobile phones, it might be an opportunity to introduce them slowly, and they're introduced in a very restricted way, and then slowly they release those restrictions. So it's quite mixed feelings, but quite interested in where that might head to. And yeah, it's actually just been great to meet up with people like Kevin, of course, and a number of other old friends, to see them again. It's been great to meet up with them. But also the last thing is Dave Mitchell's presentation, to see an updated presentation of all the different blogs he's doing with his kids. It's fantastic stuff, really inspiring.
Okay, thank you very much.